You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, sweet friends. Welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Show. This is episode 28, and I am talking about a simplified laundry routine. I've been practicing what I'm going to share with you today for months and months, and it's been working really well, so well that I haven't felt the need to change anything up or kind of, you know, fall off the wagon or regroup or anything like that. And a lot of the times when you're trying to create a new routine, that'll happen. You think that something's going to work really well for you, but then you start to actually live it out and try it, and it just doesn't. And this has not happened with this particular routine. And with the laundry being such an integral chore and a part of our role as moms, I think that this is really valuable and really worth sharing. So this is what's worked really well for me, and I just wanted to share because when you find something that works, you should share it, right? Okay, so first, before we get into the routine, I just want to say again, minimalism when it comes to the clothes in your house is step one to simplifying your life, simplifying your laundry routine, and making just your role a whole lot lighter. I've shared before, even in a previous podcast episode, and lots of times in my emails and on my blog, that I do not have a capsule wardrobe for myself per se. Apparently, a capsule wardrobe is like 30 items or less, and I don't know, it like follows a bunch of guidelines that just don't work for me. I tried it for about a year, and it just, I don't know, just didn't float my boat. So I don't have a crazy amount of clothes or anything, but I have what I love, what I need. I've got options, and I feel very set free in my wardrobe by not following a bunch of rules that were kind of decided on for me. And for my kids, it's pretty much the same thing. They don't have a ton of stuff, but they definitely have extras so that, like, I don't have so little that, you know, if I get sick or fall behind in the laundry for some reason or life happens, that I'm, you know, kind of screwed. There's plenty. Everybody has what they need, and I'm not really focused at all on the amounts, like the numbers of items in everyone's closet. I would say Brian probably has the smallest wardrobe just because he's a guy and he doesn't really care and he's super basic and that works for him. But I definitely don't, like, whenever somebody asks me how many pieces of clothing each person has, I can, you know, tell you what I think is a good minimalist starting point, but I don't know what we have. It kind of ebbs and flows as the kids grow and outgrow certain things and as we add more to their wardrobe and, you know, going and getting new things whenever they do outgrow things. And I don't know, I'm not obsessed with the number side of things, and I don't think that you should be either. So I don't really know, and I don't really talk about that. But I do think that making sure that what you have in your wardrobe and what your family has in their wardrobe should be serving you and them. Everything should be in good condition, no stains or rips. There shouldn't be anything in there that you wouldn't want your kids caught, you know, taking a photo in. I think I hear a lot of moms saying things like, oh, this is their play clothes, and they're just destroyed. Those are not play clothes. That's rags. It's junk, and it's not serving anybody. All of my kids' clothes, I think, are cute, and they're simple and basic and kind of fashionable because I like to dress my kids like that. And if they were to put on anything in their closet or their dressers, I would be happy if they were, you know, if we went out somewhere in that, or if I were to take a picture of them in that. And so that's kind of my guideline. If it fits really well, if it's in season, then it stays. And that's pretty much it. I'm really, like, mellow and simplistic about minimalism when it comes to our clothes. And you've got to find that balance for yourself too. So having said that, basically, less clothes equals less to wash, period. A lot of people tell me that they think if they simplify the clothes, they're going to have to wash more, and that doesn't make any sense. If you have less clothes, you are going to be washing less clothes. In my opinion, having gone through all different types of clothing amounts and laundry systems, washing clothes in a regular rhythm more often is far better than having a ton of options that you don't even really like all of them and having the ability to get so behind that you've got like a laundry mountain situation in your house. Okay, so my laundry routine, this is what I have done and it's worked so, so well for me. I have kind of had this, the base of this for, I don't know, maybe like almost a year now. And then a few months ago, Emily Lay, who I just adore, she's actually was one of our first Purpose Society guest speakers. I'll link to her website in the show notes. But she shared on her Instagram story a few months ago what her easy laundry routine was. And so I kind of like borrowed a few things from her, especially about the Shout color catchers that I'm going to share in a second, and just kind of fine-tuned my laundry routine. And it just like perfected it and made it so much easier. So here it is. I do one load of laundry pretty much every day. There are a couple of days here and there where maybe there's a little bit more work to be done that day. Maybe we're behind in school. Maybe somebody's not feeling well. Maybe we have a really busy day and we leave in the morning and we don't come back till that evening. Of course, every once in a while, there's a day where I won't do it. I'm a human being, but 95% of the time I do a load of laundry every day and I start it in the morning. It's part of my morning routine. And with the routine, you just set an alarm in your phone at first and remind yourself to get into that habit. And then after a few weeks, probably even less, you're going to just remember to do it. And now my morning routine always looks the same. I do the same like five or six things of self-care in the morning and then of house, kind of like starting my housework for the day. And it's really, really easy. So I start a load of laundry in the morning. What I do is I have a hamper in everyone's room. So my house is two stories and my laundry room is on the second story. So I have a hamper downstairs in the hallway closet because I found that sometimes people take off their socks, there's kitchen rags and things like that that just kind of end up downstairs that are dirty. So I have one hamper downstairs and then there's a hamper in my daughter's room, a hamper in the boys' room, and a hamper in our room. So everybody has a hamper and everybody knows it's part of our kind of just house routine to put their dirty clothes in their hamper. So in the morning, I go through the rooms in the house and I collect the dirty clothes and I put them all in one hamper because usually there's not so much because I'm doing laundry so often. There's not like a massive amount of laundry that won't fit, you know, in one heaping hamper. So I collect whatever's there. If there's not enough to do a big load, like I also like to, I can't have a lot of dust in my house because my daughter has allergies. So I'll take the curtains off maybe like once every, maybe twice every quarter-ish and I'll wash the curtains. If there's not a lot of laundry, I'll do the bed linens and the sheets and things like that. But I collect whatever needs to be washed and whatever's in the hamper. I dump it in my washer dryer. When we moved into our new house, I invested in a really large barrel washer and dryer. So my machines can fit like three loads. I haven't found the need for that. It comes in handy when I'm doing the bedding. But other than that, it's just nice to know with so many kids. But anyway, I collect all the dirty clothes or whatever I'm going to wash that day. I dump it all in there. I add a few of the Tide Pods because with the Tide Pods, I don't know if you know this. It took me a minute to learn it. But apparently, you're supposed to kind of add more pods according to the size and soil level of your load. So if I'm doing a pretty big load, I'll add like two Tide Pods. So I add the cleaner, whatever I'm using. And then I drop in a Shout color catcher. This way, I don't have to sort my clothes. And it's amazing. These things work. I kid you not, I have washed, just to test it, I terrifyingly washed a bright red, brand new, never before washed baseball sock from the boys with one of their brand new pairs of stark white baseball pants. And I put a Shout color catcher in that load. There was a bunch of other stuff in there too, but I purposely put like something that was white and something that was red and washed it together with the Shout color catcher and not a lick of red leaked anywhere. It was amazing. I have used these for months and months. They're amazing. I love them. So I do a quick wash cycle that way. So whatever's dirty goes in, I do my Tide Pods or whatever, you know, cleaning solution you use for your laundry, laundry detergent. And then I shout Color Catcher. I shut the lid and I start the quick wash cycle. If your laundry machine doesn't have a quick wash, then just do normal or whatever. But I don't do it on scalding hot and I don't do it on like freezing cold. It's just like medium warm. And the quick wash cycle on my machine is like 33 minutes. So it goes, does its thing. And then at some point, whether it's later that morning, midday, or that evening, or that night right before I go to bed, at some point during that same day, I would dry the load, fold it, and put it away. So typically what happens is, and this changes, of course, but on a normal day, what'll happen is I do that in the morning, like maybe around like 7 or 8. It's like the last thing that I do in my morning routine because I'm kind of waiting for everyone to wake up before I go in their rooms and collect laundry. And then like later around like 9 or 10 after breakfast and after everyone's kind of settled, I'll go up and change the load into the dryer. And then that afternoon when everyone's kind of like resting and it's like nap time for Emmett, I'll go in and just make sure that it's dry, run it again if it needs it. And if not, I'll pull it out and just dump it on my bed. And then I usually fold that same load like when I'm at the end of the day before I go to bed. So usually I will do like a facial mask or something. And while I'm sitting there watching I Love Lucy and letting my mask get hardened, I will fold the load and put all the clothes away. I usually have everybody put their own laundry away. So if it's late at night and they're already asleep, I'll just leave it out in the hallway on the cabinet top where the towels go and then just have them put it away in the morning. And the kids are used to that. So basically it's just one load every single day. Remember, one load a day keeps the mountain away, right? And I just do a quick wash, shout Color Catcher, Tide Pods, wash that load. And at some point by the end of that same day, the load has gone through the drying process, the folding process, and is put away. Do you feel like you're barely getting through your days, friend? Does motherhood feel more like a hurricane of chaos that you're just kind of surviving rather than the awesome, joy-filled season that you want it to be? While motherhood is hard, and I'm not going to lie to you about that, and it is servitude and giving to your family from yourself, it doesn't have to be something that we're waiting to be over, something that we're spending counting down the minutes till nap time or bedtime or waiting for the next day to start. If you're wanting to sort through the clutter in your mind, your heart, your home, calendar, health, routines, and relationships, I created Unburdened just for you. It is a guide that will help you go from drowning in a sea of stress and overwhelm to owning your time and living the best version of your motherhood so you can live abundant, well, and intentionally focused on those who matter most. Unburdened is the overwhelmed beginner's guide to a simpler motherhood. In Unburdened, I will walk you through how to stop overcomplicating, procrastinating, and just start making positive changes now, how to declutter just a little bit, not getting super deep into it because you can't handle that when you're this overwhelmed, but just kind of a surface declutter that will get you real results in your house so you can just clean up less, how to declutter toxic relationships in your life and set some good boundaries, how to simplify clean eating, get healthy and feel better finally, how to simplify your calendar, how to start owning your time and not just manage it as life happens to you, how to stop just setting goals and letting them sit there and start actually defining where you want to go and getting there through reverse engineering and goal setting, how to create a cleaning routine that works for you and your life. This course is a mini course. It is small, but it is straightforward and it is everything for the mom who feels like she needs a total overhaul but is too overwhelmed to start. It'll help you simplify the things that have you stuck and leave survival mode behind for good. If this is resonating with you and sounds like you and something that would really help you right now, go to bit.ly/getunburdened or click the show notes for this episode and click the link to Unburdened and just check it out, read about it, see if it sounds good to you. I really poured my heart into this little course and I created it for the mom who's just really wanting to simplify and declutter and pursue a life of less, but she's so burdened and so overwhelmed with the mess of just all the things. It's not just her house. And she wants to sort of simplify on the surface of all the different things in her life so that she can focus on her family more. So that then maybe she can focus more specifically on really, truly purging her entire house. So this sounds like it's for you. I encourage you to check it out. You're probably the person that I created this for. And I want you in there. I want you to have it. I want to help you. So go check it out. bit.ly/getunburdened. So that's pretty much it. Super simple. I don't feel like things like this should be overcomplicated. There's a lot of people, a lot of influencers, a lot of magazine articles out there that tell you, you know, how to simplify your life. And then the routine is like so overcomplicated because they're adding fluff to appear like they're an expert. And really, we can just really simplify these core areas of our life and make our lives so much easier. Simplification should never be overcomplicated. So this is what I do. I get so many questions about how I do my laundry and how I never have Laundry Mountain, even with four kids. And even when my kids were babies, even when Emmett was a baby, I started to figure this out. And, you know, doing a load a day is so much better than like having a set laundry day. In my opinion, there is no day of the week that is worth me spending the bulk of my time washing and folding clothes. If that's what you prefer, you do you. But to me, I would rather just quickly put it in my daily routine, just like a half an hour a day of just putting the load in, folding and putting it away once a day, most days, and keeping the laundry at bay and kind of knowing that it's pretty impossible for me to get super behind. So that's my simplified laundry routine. I hope it helps you and inspires you. I will link to Emily Lay in the show notes because she's the simplification queen and she is amazing and you need to follow her. And I've definitely adapted the quick wash cycle thing and the shout color catcher part of my routine is from her and it's really, really helped me. So that's it. I hope this helps you and inspires you. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.